This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with podiatrist Dr. Pedram Hindazada, board certified in foot surgery by the American Board of Podiatric Surgery. He also has comprehensive training in lower extremity diabetic treatment. He heads Advanced Podiatry, a practice with several locations in the greater New York area. And Dr. Hindazada, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And certainly our pleasure, and really appreciate your time and coming out today. So for starters, why is it so important to take care of our own feet, even if we don't feel any pain?
So your feet are very important. It's the foundation of your body. Actually, a quarter of all the bones in your body are in your feet, 52 to be exact. And they help you get around and be active, stay in shape. If you don't take care of your feet and you're in pain or you have discomfort and you're not active, you're likely to gain weight. And obviously, that's not good for your overall health. Generally speaking, you can become diabetic, you can develop high blood pressure, many people become depressed. So your feet are very important. Getting around and being mobile is super important.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And one bit of information I had no idea on is one quarter of our bones are in our feet. So that's news to me. What are some signs we should be aware of that indicate we do have a foot issue?
So you should check your feet daily. Some of the signs are swelling, pain, blisters, redness, or discomfort. You should check your skin, check the bottom of your feet, check your nails. Your nails are actually a window into your body as well. You can kind of tell there might be something going on. If you have a ridge in the nail, a crack in the nail, some people develop nail fungus due to some other medical problems. If your feet are swollen, it could mean you have a problem with your kidneys or your liver. If you have areas of swelling, it could mean that you have gout, if you have redness. Many different disease states manifest in the feet, so it's important to check your feet and not neglect them.
Certainly some good information and advice as well. Now, are you seeing any changes in foot health during the COVID pandemic?
We actually are during the pandemic. We're seeing two different types of pathways. Some people have become actually more active during the pandemic. They're working from home. They're not commuting as much, so they have more free time. They're getting out. They're exercising. They're being more active. So that's good for their overall health, but we're seeing more injuries, more corns, more calluses, more heel pain. So some people are kind of using and abusing their feet a little too much. But it's good for their overall health, so we encourage them to do that. Then you have another group of people that seem like they've become a little less active. They've gained some weight because they've been home. Maybe they're eating more. Maybe they're depressed because they have a loved one that's developed COVID, or just it's trying times, right? It's affecting many people mentally. So they're eating more and they're gaining weight, and that added pressure on your feet, on those 52 bones of your feet, causes havoc on it. And a lot of times we're seeing stress fractures, but with that increase in eating, we're seeing a lot of gout. Gout is a metabolic disease where the people eat too much high-protein diets, and they're developing an overload of uric acid, which causes the gout. We're also seeing people having more salty foods, some more swelling to their feet. Diabetics are also, their sugars are going a little bit higher, and that really affects the feet. Diabetes is really, really a difficult disease to manage, especially if you're overweight and your sugars are uncontrolled. That can lead to neuropathy, which is numbness to the feet. It's just important that you keep your overall health well and your feet in good shape. But we're definitely seeing more problems during the pandemic, going back to the question you originally asked. One, because people are more active, so they're injuring their feet more. Or two, they're less active and they're gaining weight and there's more pressure on their feet.
Certainly interesting information, and really appreciate your input there as well today. We are with Dr. Pedram Hindizada, board certified in foot surgery by the American Board of Podiatric Surgery. He also has comprehensive training in lower extremity diabetic treatment, and he also heads advanced podiatry, a practice with several locations in the greater New York area. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Foot Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Hindizada, are there any symptoms of the foot that can be an indication of a larger illness?
Sure. Going back to neuropathy, if you're starting to feel numbness in your feet or burning or discomfort, especially when you're going to bed at night, it could mean that you're developing diabetes or you have diabetes and your sugars have gone uncontrolled. So that's one of the signs that we as doctors always ask the patients, do you have any burning or numbness to your feet? If you have swelling to your feet, if it's just in one foot, typically it's due to an injury. So somebody could have sprained their ankle or sprained their big toe joint. If they have swelling to both feet, it could mean they're having a problem with their kidneys, their heart, or their liver sometimes. So when we see bilateral or swelling in both feet, we get concerned, especially if it's prolonged. If it's just for a day or two after they had a high salt load or high salty meal, we encourage them to flush it out with drinking lots of water, elevating their feet, maybe wearing compression stockings. But many disease states manifest in the feet. Gout is another one. As I mentioned earlier, we're seeing a lot of that during the pandemic as people eat more and the uric acid breaks down and actually ends up in the feet, and it's pretty painful. You can get a red, hot, swollen toe. Big toe joint is the most common location to get gout in the entire body.
Dr. Hindizada, really appreciate your joining us here today and bringing focus to the importance of taking care of our feet. Now, also, what can we do to actually maintain good and consistent healthy feet?
Sure. So check your feet daily, wash your feet daily, dry between the toes well. You don't want too much moisture between the toes. That can cause fungus between the toes. Clip your toenails and make sure they're not too long. Sometimes when they get too long, you're more prone to developing fungus in athlete's foot because the fungus gets underneath the nail. Stretching is very important, and I say this to all my patients. We need to stretch more as humans. I mean, if you look at your dog, your cat, what's the first thing they do when they get up? They stretch. We go to Starbucks. We go to Dunkin' Donuts. We need to stretch more in the morning, in the evening, to help our ligaments, our joints, and most importantly, our tendons, to keep them elastic. Many of the tendons and ligaments in the foot need to have elasticity, like a rubber band. You know, if you take a fresh rubber band out of the drawer, it's nice and elastic. Unfortunately, as you get older, we lose the elasticity. If you take an older rubber band out, it's not as elastic. But stretching helps enable the elasticity of the tendons. And the most common problem we see with this phenomenon of elasticity is heel pain. Plantar fasciitis or heel pain is a very, very common problem that we see with patients. And we're seeing more of that during the pandemic as well. I forgot to mention it. So stretching and getting your plantar fascial ligament more elastic, your Achilles tendon more elastic, is super important. So that's one thing you can do to keep your feet healthy. Wearing proper shoe gear, making sure that your shoes are not too small. Women have this problem. They try to fit their foot into a smaller size shoe. Sometimes men wear shoes that are actually too big, and their feet are kind of pistoning in the shoe. And that extra friction causes corns, calluses, blisters. So examining your shoes are just as important as examining your feet. Check your feet for other problems, skeletal problems. We didn't talk about bunions or hammer toes. A bunion is when the big toe deviates closer towards the second toe, and then you get this little bump that comes out on the side, the inner aspect of the foot. Sometimes those bunions can get pretty large and painful, red, hot, and swollen. And wearing a good shoe insert or orthotic could delay the progression of the bunion. But many times we have to do surgery to correct the bunion. And the good news is bunion surgery's come a long way. It's done minimally invasive now with removable screws, or sometimes we can just shave the bump off if it's mild. But keep an eye out for musculoskeletal deformities, meaning where the bones are looking like they're shifting. Sometimes you get that baby toe that curls in, or maybe your second toe that kind of curls down. These are problems you should keep an eye on. A lot of people develop a flat foot as they gain weight. The body cannot withstand the pressure of the force that's coming down on it. And the average person takes 8, 10, 12,000 steps a day. That's a lot of pressure to be putting on your feet. So making sure your feet aren't flattening down, or you don't have pain along the ankle, or your ankles are not rolling, these are all important considerations to look at when you're examining your feet.
Certainly some solid coverage here today. Really appreciate all this. Now, in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else that you would like to share as we conclude today?
I think we covered a lot, but the conclusion is your feet are important. They're the foundation to your body. Just like the foundation of a house is important, the way they pour a foundation in the house, it's got to be done right. Your feet need to be comfortable. They need to be able to withstand the pressure and walking. So don't neglect them. Check the skin, check the nails. If you have areas of pain or discomfort or blisters or corns or calluses, see your doctor. Podiatrists are happy to see you. If you're diabetic, you should see your doctor twice a year. If you have other medical problems where you have swelling to your feet or numbness to your feet, you should see your doctor regularly. If you have a hard time cutting your nails, you should see a doctor because they'll cut your nails. These are all services that are covered by Medicare. Most insurance companies cover it because it's important that your feet are healthy, because if your feet are healthy, which are the foundation of your body, the rest of your body should remain healthy as well.
Dr. Hindazada, if someone wanted to connect with you or to get more information on your practice, where's the best place to get further details?
Sure. We have a website. It's LI Foot Care. LI stands for Long Island Foot Care. So LI Foot Care has over 500 pages of material. We have blogs that go up daily. They can get information there. We have 4 locations, one in Manhasset, Huntington, Plainview, and we have an office in Queens, in Maspeth. All our offices are modern, newly renovated. We have all the latest technology. And we're one of the largest podiatry groups on Long Island and maybe in New York State. So lifootcare.com, or if they want to call, 516-869-3300 is one of our main numbers they can call.
Fantastic. And of course, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Dr. Hindazada, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome, and we appreciate your time. We've been speaking with Dr. Pedram Hindazada, board certified in foot surgery by the American Board of Podiatric Surgery. He also has comprehensive training in lower extremity diabetic treatment. He heads Advanced Podiatry, a practice with several locations in the greater New York area. And for further details, visit lifootcare.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.